The president sacked Mr. J. So now, Shraj and OSP and Yoko and all those agencies should step up to the plate.
He sacked him, but it wouldn't have carried more weight if he'd said, my attorney general should do the
process. Has the president stopped any of them from acting? You see, you can't depend on an individual. You are talking about President Akufo-Addo. Tomorrow, which president are you going to be talking about? The president sacked Mr. J. So now, Shraj and OSP and Yoko and all those agencies should step up to the plate.
He sacked him, but it wouldn't have carried more weight if he'd said, my attorney general should do the process.
Has the president stopped any of them from acting? You see, you can't depend on an individual. You are talking about President Akufo-Addo. Tomorrow, which president are you going to be talking about? We shouldn't leave this in the hands of president. We should build a system that's resilient, that serves us over the long term. And that means that the institutions vested with the authority and power to fight corruption must step up and deal with this canker once and for all, because they have the freedom. They are free to do so, particularly the OSP.
I mean, stay with me.
Why? It is the president who must determine who acts on corruption. Yes, Evans, what I'm saying is that what Sameh says reinforces the situation that institutions must be in charge. He's sorting out a list of allegations. These are allegations. The president doesn't investigate allegations. The president has established the single most important anti-corruption agency in sub-Saharan Africa, an entirely independent agency, the Office of the Special Prosecutor. The first occupant of that office was an NDC-affiliated person. What more could the president have exhibited by way of political will? And yet, Matiami, true to his nature, the nature that he used to distance himself from his own party, distance himself from the powers of his office, and he didn't execute those powers. That institution that Nanado has set up will grow, and it will grow to combat corruption. All the other affiliated institutions need to step up. They must come and tell us that President Nanado has told them to stop investigating